And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
What's good, baby? What's good, baby? What's good, baby? First day of Major League Baseball in second.
Let's go.
We welcome you in here. It's the final day of March, Monday, March 31st. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
Here we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
I don't know if there's any slums around here, man. It's just weather can't. Now the sun is out. It was raining earlier. The wind was blowing 4,000 miles an hour.
It's tight. It was crazy yesterday. You said something just now that piqued my interest, and I want to ask you a question. Is this, I was going to be like, it's the first day, Major League Baseball, da-da-da. Gut reaction, just how you feel.
Hyped.
Is this, when you're talking about Sacramento, the first day of the rest of your life? Do you know what I mean by that? Like, you're having Major League Baseball.
I don't think that, no.
Okay.
No. But I don't care. If it's the first day for the next 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, I don't care. I'm excited that I'm genuinely very excited that Major League Baseball is in our city tonight.
Yeah.
That's just incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
I was watching the Rays in their game against who they play, Colorado, in Steinbrenner's spring training facility or whatever, and I'm like, man, it's different. It does look different because you don't see, like, usually you see home runs and they got the people with the cameraman there at home plate nowadays, and you see a few decks, right? And they hit home runs in that stadium and you didn't see a couple decks. So it's a little different, but I think there's going to be energy all throughout that ballpark the entire season.
Oh, I could not agree more. I could absolutely not agree more. There's going to be more energy at that ballpark than there was on the basketball floor in Orlando. Oh. That's for sure.
Well,
that was awful.
At least Kamara got there.
Poor Kamara. Kamara got home to watch that.
Oh, man. That was pathetic.
You get your ass whooped by 30 points to a team that's
just lost to the Mavs.
Man,
it's who they are.
You ain't lie.
Like,
you ain't lie.
Like, I didn't leave disappointed. Sometimes they're not going to show up. just go 4-4 the rest of the way.
Well, that's
it, though. That's it. Saturday was Saturday. Whether it's good radio or not, go 1-0 today.
That's literally, yeah.
Just go. Just try to find a way to beat Indiana.
Yeah.
A team that's been playing good ball over the last.
I don't think that's happening.
Would you be surprised if they did?
I would.
Really?
I would be surprised if they won this game tonight. I think Indiana's a terrible matchup. Mm. Jesse pointed it out during the insiders. You got to score to beat this team.
You got to play the Kenny Caraway way today.
And I don't know if they – was Zach LaVine not consistently shooting the basketball? Sabonis maybe not shooting it. Like, I don't know where you're going to get 120 points tonight.
Yeah, they're averaging 120 over the last 22.
So I know what you mean. We've said this for a long time. Tonight, mm-hmm. I would be surprised if they won this game.
Okay.
I would. No. And for the rest of the games, mm-hmm. it applies. Like, they can beat anybody and all this other stuff. I'd be shocked tonight, though.
Kenny's a non-believer. Wow. Wow.
Kenny wants to tank like everyone else.
Wow.
It's just me and Dame left for playoffs.
Kenny and Carmichael Dave, tankathon watchers, man. Y'all taking a new picture today at the baseball stadium? Wow. Home of the tankers.
Then a now pick with Reese.
Oh, man, that's great.
Does Ryan get her picture now?
You got to.
No, I don't.
I imagine all the everybody got to. I imagine all the dignitaries will be out at Sutter Health Park tonight. We're gonna try to get there. Like, I forgot, today's our long day.
Yeah.
Then it's a long drive. I'm gonna try to get there though. I wanted to be there for opening pitch so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna be there for opening pitch so bad. But I think I'm gonna be at far more baseball games than people realize this year.
Last pitch?
Oh, sweetie, no. No.
Okay, so
what's the cutoff point?
Yeah,
here?
Maybe Friday night. Halftime.
What is your halftime for this?
Like, what is an A's game?
Oh, that's a good question.
Seventh inning stretch, you're gonna make it that
well long? No, I might judge the game too. Like if it's a ball game, it's a nice night, I might just be there.
Dame leaves in the sixth inning of a perfect game.
Yeah, that might be tough. I say after the fifth inning, because that's when the pitcher gets the quality start. If he's pitching all right, that's kind of like when you that's kind of when it starts.
Yeah, but that's kind
of. I mean, there'll be a lot of different things at play. The mm-hmm. type of game it is, whether I'm in the stands mm-hmm. or is Damian Barling of ESPN,
day of the week.
I'm with. Yeah, a day of the week probably is a big factor in that too.
We can Dame trying hot dogs from the A's game?
No.
All right. Well, why you gotta say it like that?
You guys, I'm not gonna have a hot dog. Like,
this is part of the atmosphere.
It's not.
It is.
Yeah. Like, get a hot dog.
I've gotten very laxed on my diet, but I'm not eating a hot dog.
Okay. I'm not gonna.
Fine.
Yeah. I'm not gonna try and convince you.
I'll get some popcorn. Do they got red wine? I'll be in heaven sitting
there.
They
probably do have
first base side pop or media room, whatever.
See, but how are you gonna catch the foul ball with the wine in your hand?
I'm not.
All over yourself.
I'm not.
You gonna take the glove with you?
No. I'm gonna move.
Glove, man. Not bring your glove.
Have you ever been under one of them fly balls?
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Catch it, yes.
No. It's terrifying.
Catch your two hands.
No. No. That's cat.
Yeah, see, one hand. We used to get yelled at in high school for that. You're not pro, so you can't catch it one-handed, they told us.
No, the coach can go to hell, because I'd catch that, snatch it down like Ricky. Snatch that down like Barry
Bonds. Coach would be like, Tappy, you think you're a pro, Tappy? You think you're a pro? Shout out Coach DeBasin. Yeah.
Shout out Coach Jennings. Tyler and Ryan's dad, that was my coach. He knew I couldn't hit worth a damn, so he put me at the end of the lineup and put me on first base. I was good on first base.
Did you hit ninth? Where'd you hit?
I think they tried to make me the first person who played the field and didn't hit.
Damn.
All right, Barling, get your Barling, go strike out so we can.
They try to make you bunt all the time.
Get one of my sons so the player can actually.
Poor pitcher has to hit because Damian can't.
Damn shame. But I'd make up for it on the defensive end. I was bad on the first base side.
You were who?
Because I was fat.
You were like Darren Lewis. Who else did we say? I mean, JT Snow could hit a little bit. But, yeah, he wasn't like a big bopper. Royce Clayton along those lines.
Royce Clayton couldn't hit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you what. I wasn't.
You were Jose Uribe.
I remember Jose Uribe.
Uribe.
I remember that. I remember that.
Got Damian Gammons.
It's a good night. It's a good day for the city of Sacramento.
It is, man. It is.
We got a lot to talk about with the Sacramento Kings.
Saturday was that. I'm not there yet because I don't feel like I'm very overreactionary.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm almost. Remember on ATL when. When T.I. snatched the chain off of Nunu, because she lied.
I do.
Kip has lived on forever.
Yeah, snatch that chain. I'm about to snatch that tougher than a $2 steak moniker from these boys.
I'd say that's big time because you're kind of underreactionary. Like you let it play out. So if we're at this point.
Well, I said I'm tougher than a
week old banana.
Damn.
Hey, run that back.
A week-old banana, one that's got brown spots on it.
That thing's soft as I don't know what. Soft as Charmin.
I'm ready to take that back.
Did
you call them tougher than the $2 steak?
Yeah.
The Kings?
Yeah, they were.
They were, but I'm ready. Like I said, that's what they had that moniker.
Now, they tougher than one of them steaks that you get at those fine restaurants. Well, you don't go to fine restaurants. You go to the chain store.
I go to every restaurant. I'm versatile. I'll go to a fine restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I went to IHOP yesterday.
That's not what I meant. What I meant is your fine restaurants aren't actually fine restaurants.
No, fine restaurants are fine restaurants. I mean, STK, we've been there. We've been in the building.
We've been there.
You know, we've been to Mastro's. We've been there. And
I haven't. You can go.
I saw Marcus Thompson when I was at Mastro's.
I didn't get the invite, so I don't know.
But see, I'll go there and I'll get a steak from Safeway and go cook it.
I did go to Q on Friday.
Mm.
Lord have mercy.
Mm. What'd you get?
I doubled up on the fry. I went back to the fried chicken.
Woo!
So good. Katie had the octopus salad.
Woo!
Got some.
Yeah, she was talking about the octopus. I believe her. Oh no, I am.
Oh, you are?
No, we ain't. Octopus, no. Like
octopus
seafood.
Is fire.
Oh, we got seafood. Cool. Give me some crab. Give me some shrimp. You know what I mean? It's good. I don't need to venture off into the water.
Mexico, they'll throw the whole octopus tentacle or whatever you want to call for you to eat.
Some crab.
Can I throw something at you, like, that you don't know is coming your way? I don't think in 4 years of this show or almost 10 years on AM that I've talked about my private life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
And I think a lot of people think that they know it because of the internet, but
you
they
think
don't.
You know me.
Yeah, thank you.
Shout out to
thank you. Hit the music. I assure you, like, you don't. And while I talk about people who have been a part of my life, they still are a part of my life, a big part of my life. We're going to talk about one of those people later. Mm. You don't know, right? Mm. And so this will be the first time that I tell you something about my private life. Mm. Obviously, I've referenced Katie a lot.
Mm.
Katie and I have gone on a lot of dates recently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're spending time together.
Yeah.
Katie has lived a very public life for the last, like, 17 years on the radio. So a lot of people think they know her life.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. There are elements to our life that we have kind of kept private. But because we are two somewhat public figures, her very much more so than I. Yeah, you'll see us out together.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're outside. We spend time together. We were at the Jodeci concert together. We double dated with Kenny and Cheryl and El Grove. Had the time of her life. Probably confused the hell out of Cheryl and El Grove when I introduced her to Katie and said, this is your future daughter-in-law right here. I saw your mom. The mom, what? We was having a good time, Cheryl. Don't worry about it. But yeah, I'm going to reference her. I'm going to mention her and I'm going to say her name a lot because we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
And I thought it was important to say that because I do reference her a lot, but don't necessarily reference why I'm referencing her.
Mm-hmm.
And so from me, this is the very first time in 10 years I'm telling anyone anything about my private life.
Mm.
And I didn't even tell you I was going to do this. I certainly didn't tell Jesse I was going to do this. Yeah. But since Q came up, yeah, Friday was Katie's birthday.
Yeah.
We went to Q, took her out. My best friend and his girl showed up. You know, we hung out a little bit, and then it was off to Jodeci for our double date with Kenny and Cheryl and Elk Grove.
Yeah, man. It seemed like you guys had a great time.
We had an amazing time. Yeah. Like, I cannot tell you how happy that woman makes me.
That's what's up.
Like, she... Yeah, like, not to turn a sports show into, like, a sap.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beloved show, but that, she is a special young lady.
That is awesome.
A very, very special young lady.
That is awesome.
Had no intention of starting the show that way.
It's better than the Kings.
But yet...
See what the Kings do.
Here we are. So if you'd like to open up about your private life instead of talking about this sorry-ass basketball team, we're going to have a show for you to do that, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're
going to confirm the start date. I think we got the start date.
Yeah.
We got the start date.
There we go.
But we're going to confirm it. Oh, by the way, I just want to... Katie from the wake-up call. Mm-hmm. No, I just recognize.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
I recognize we're talking to a sports audience. Katie from the wake-up call. Not any other Katie that you might be thinking of.
What other Katie's? We'll talk about during the round. I don't know.
You do?
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah.
Okay, forget.
All right.
I got you.
We will come back. God, there's... I think the best news for the Sacramento Kings happened in Phoenix. We'll talk about it, man. Steelo and Casey here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Damn shame when Kenny starts to think right as we're coming back from commercial break.
Always on cue, too. Like,
always.
Right before.
10 times out of 10. 10 times out of 10.
Real quick, what's the holiday that played for like the Cardinals and the Rockies?
The one that passed away?
No, Matt Holiday.
Yeah.
I think his son plays for the Orioles.
Jackson Holiday.
And he's playing... And he looks like
how
he's
old
about
is Matt Holiday,
or at least 40 something.
Really? Oh
so,
man!
Want to pocket watch Matt Holiday's age?
Sure. I think he's 39.
Damn, you want to take a guess here?
39. Is he still playing?
No.
I'm gonna go 44.
All right, D'Lo, you are now 1-0. Matt Holiday is 45.
There's no music.
Bum, bum, bum.
No, it's too late. Like, you can't...
Bum, bum, bum. There it is.
You can't put music, a music bed under the audio. Like, it's... That's why I just threw it out there.
I did the music.
Like, it's whatever. It's whatever.
This is the...
Ain't no big deal.
I'd like to take this opportunity to announce my retirement from...
This ain't even pocket watch.
Birth certificate guess.
This is the AL. This is the age league. Games want to know.
But now he's on my screen, and Jackson Holiday looks about 14 years old.
Oh, goodness gracious. What team did you say he was on?
The Orioles.
Okay.
I was tripping out that Jason Richardson's kid playing now.
Yeah. Yeah. What's his name? Yesterday, the Marlins, they retired or put him in the Hall of Fame, Jeff Conine, in their little Marlins Hall of Fame, and his son hit a home run in the game for the Marlins. It's like Jeff Conine's son. It's crazy.
Wow.
We're there, though. We're there seeing, like...
Bro, LeBron James's kid is in the league.
Right. Like,
yeah. We're there.
His second one isn't far away.
Crazy. Like, they're all coming to the league.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And as an adult, we're seeing whole careers. You know what I mean? Like, I was over 18 when Melo came into the league. Melo's gone now.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. Time is a fascinating thing. Mm. I always believe that is a fascinating thing. I remember 2 years ago when the Kings were good.
Oh.
Remember the excitement in the city?
Brother.
Yes, actually.
Could you? What would... Seriously. I don't want this to be depressing, but I'm... What would today feel like if the Kings were as good as they were 2 years ago? And the first day of Major League Baseball was happening in Sacramento. Would it feel any different than it does right now?
Oh, yeah. We'd be having the time of our lives right now.
I mean, one of the great sports days in this city.
Wouldn't it feel like a day-long celebration? Poor Sean Cunningham is at the ballpark filming the sun rising. Like, damn, what did Jake tell us last night? They're going to be there for...
Yeah, like, from like 10 to 10 or something, right?
Man, they're there for 12 hours. Goodness gracious!
Yeah. No,
but all of that is happening with this Kings game lurking in the background at 4 o'clock against the Pacers team that Kenny doesn't think that they can beat. And now we're, you know, we're there's eight games left. Kevin Durant, I think Sham said, is out a week.
At least three games. He's going to miss their road trip. That's three games.
Well, he's back in time for Sacramento. That math checks out. He sprained his ankle yesterday. They're a game and a half back from Sacramento.
Yeah.
Who's 10, by the way, not 9.
Right. Because, the Mavs.
Yes, the Mavs have come back from the dead like you, that zombie portion of the Thriller video.
You know what I thought about on Saturday as I was seeing, I was watching that game, the Mavericks game, not the Kings game. It was far over at that point. But I usually don't, like, do this type of stuff, like Kings lose a close game. Oh, we didn't deserve to win anyway. Like, shut the hell up. Like, won the game. Like, I don't care about it. We deserved it. I got a feeling. I was like, man. And it could have been just fresh off that Magic game, but it's like the Mavs deserve this play-in opportunity. That team, that roster, been through a lot. They've struggled since the trade. AD's gone. But here they are going into the United Center with one of the hottest teams in basketball, going out and getting that win. They're finishing the season the right way, regardless of how it finishes. They're going out there and they're continuing to compete. And obviously it's two spots, 9 and 10. But I hadn't seen the Suns game yet, obviously, on Saturday night. But I was like, I know for sure the Mavs deserve to get in this play-in opportunity.
Who's got a better roster? Who's got a better roster on paper, Kings or Mavs?
The Kings.
So then why can't we see what we see from the Mavs? Like that fight and all. Like the Mavs have not, we wrote them off many times, but they haven't really gone anywhere.
I feel like, that's a good question. Do you feel like the Mavs think they have something to prove?
Dead.
The remaining members of the Mavericks are like, they wrote us off. We lost Kyrie. They traded Luka. We were the joke of the league. We were getting booed at our own building. Our owner, general manager, they was holding protests against them. And we have an opportunity to beat out a team that went all in with three $50 million players. You know, there's no luster in knocking the Kings out, but still.
Yeah, they compete. Those guys on that roster, they compete, they play hard. And that was something that I thought – actually, I didn't say I was taking it back yet, so I'm just monitoring it. But I was pretty sure that's what this Kings team was doing on a nightly basis. But you talk about the last
– Hold up.
Oh.
Hold up.
Oh, what's good?
Hold up.
What's good?
Hold up. NWO walking in here. Come on, man. Look at Fred right there. That last one right there with the
for
camera.
For the radio
up.
Audience.
That boy.
Marshall Harris is in the building. He's back in Sacramento.
He's taking a job at where? Where are you taking a job at? You need another one. You don't have enough of them.
I'm very content with my four jobs. I'm gonna stick to four.
Marshall, out here just on the road did his radio show from a studio down the hall because he works for our brother. I don't know why everyone says sister station.
Say sister.
Our brother station out there in Chicago. And
I'll get back to you on the origins of sister station and how that came to be. There's probably a story behind that. I will.
Do you know the story?
No, I don't. But I will get on that by maybe this time tomorrow.
Like it's because it just appears to be a family of sisters.
Well, no, what it seems like, and they never say brother station, but what it seems like is the station that's saying it, they always want to be big bro.
Oh,
that's how I take it.
I didn't even think about it like that. But
so
yeah,
I'm
you're always saying
bro.
Like, you don't always say you're the sister station. You say our sister station. Mm-hmm. Like we take care of her. So happy to be your sister station. Borrow your digs. Nice studio, by the way. Nice setup. Everything's beautiful view out here in Roseville. Y'all living.
It's not bad.
It is nice.
Yeah, it's
you
not
guys
bad.
In downtown Chicago?
Yeah, we in downtown. Like you would look out the window, you see other buildings, and you can see like the little ants down, aka the people down the street.
But you in the midst of everything. You ain't around nothing here. You in the midst of everything
in
Chicago.
Most stations are downtown, right? I know this. The old
game
one
is
Madison.
Yeah,
but I just
Philly's downtown. The Odyssey stations that I have been to are all downtown. The one in Philly's Phoenix is definitely downtown as well. Yeah,
Philly's the home. station, the company, hub. Yeah, the company hub.
The dad
station. There's the station, and then there's like the corporate. I've heard that the station, like the cluster of stations and the corporate side of the building are two separate things,
entities,
and you can't like go over there.
Really?
Yeah, like
your badge won't get you.
Yeah,
over there
like
with
you don't have free access to the entire floor. It's like sure, access denied.
Yeah,
access denied.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right. But it's a good time. Look, I'm just happy to be here. It's opening day in Sacramento,
yes,
which
man.
Is crazy to say, but here we are. Cubs playing tonight. I'm gonna go down there and check out things and see what's popping.
You spent some time, obviously, here in Sacramento. Did you ever think that this city would get Major League Baseball? Did you get the feel when you're here, like, no, this would be a good baseball town? Or
absolutely not, because they couldn't even land the MLS team they've been after for how many years. So I was like, I just don't know that they have the infrastructure to get – couldn't get the All-Star game because you don't have enough good hotels. Like, I was like, it's there. Like, there's a chance to do it with how much everything is expanding past San Francisco. I know so many people who commute – daily from Sacramento to San Francisco, and then when they have to go to work, because now it's like hybrid. But I think that the growth potential is so right there for Sacramento. They got the space to build stuff. I thought maybe down the road, but you also look at everywhere else. Like Seattle wants a basketball team, Vegas wants a basketball team, and then baseball, same thing. You see where Oakland, they lost the team, and now it's supposedly going to be in Las Vegas. This is just a stop along the way. And it's like Nashville wants a baseball team. It's just like, where is Sacramento on the pecking order of all these things we're talking about?
Tell Marshall I said, hi, we grew up in Huntsville, 4 miles from each other.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
You know who that is?
No, I don't. But
Cody Stark.
I do know Cody Stark. Okay.
I know you do.
Yeah, I know you do.
I didn't know he grew up in Huntsville.
Yeah,
I didn't know either.
So it's so funny because when I started working at the old station, what's it called? Wow, I'm struggling right now. The CBS station, where
CBS
I used to
13?
Work. Yes.
I thought it was.
I've been out of the TV game for a minute, man. I've been out of the TV game for a minute. I did that with my old station in Chicago, too. Yes, CBS, KOVR. I got it now. You got me.
Good. You're all right. We'll get you back in there.
Yeah, KOVR. And Cody and I were just talking one day. He's like, I'm from Alabama. I was like, oh, I'm from Alabama. Where are you from? Huntsville, where? And it's like, literally, we grew up not very far from each other at all to be hanging out in Sacramento.
That's crazy, right?
It is crazy.
That's amazing. True.
Yeah. Huntsville stand up, though. Rocket City, baby.
That's amazing.
What's the if I was going to Huntsville, what could I do there?
Space Camp. It's the home of Space Camp. We'll start with that. Okay. You get in a little 3G machine, do all the stuff, powdered ice cream, Tang, learn about space. The movie Space Camp, I don't know if y'all are old enough to remember that, but the movie Space Camp was actually filmed in Huntsville, Alabama. And then there's stuff.
It's Applebee's.
There's food. No, they have like real food.
I bet they do. Not the spots, it's like the little, you know, city spots.
You want to hear something? When I moved here, I was like, oh, this reminds me of Huntsville.
Really?
Yeah, because it's in a valley. It's same type of deal, like set up from a nature standpoint. A little drier heat here, but the heat is a real thing. And also, just the way you can walk to certain stuff, but you have to get in your car to go to other stuff. And there's stuff, but it's like Huntsville, when I moved here, the sell that my news director, Mike Delastrito, gave me on moving to Sacramento, because my first time ever here was when I interviewed for a job there. And it felt more like a recruiting trip than a job interview, because I was living in Philly. He's like, I got to get this guy to Sacramento. And he was like, listen, there's not a whole lot to do in Sacramento, but we're really close to Tahoe, San Francisco, Napa. You know, there's stuff. You just a little car ride. Huntsville, 3 hours to Atlanta, hour and a half to Nashville. Similar type.
Yeah.
Tuscaloosa. You want to go see some real football? Tuscaloosa, hour and 45 minutes. Yeah. Like, there's stuff around. But in Huntsville, there's plenty of stuff to do. It's just may not be on the scale that you want to do stuff. Like, you can't go to an NBA game, obviously. Yeah. You can't go to a Major League Baseball game. But they have minor league sports. They have college basketball, college stuff. It's just smaller. That's really all it is. Well, and less expensive, which I don't mind.
They probably got a P-Valley there, too.
You, okay.
They probably do. The bank. They probably got the bank.
Marshall, I think people like you're frugal. Is that the right word?
Am I frugal? I think
you're bordering on notoriously frugal.
Nah, LeBron levels?
I don't, like, what would be notoriously frugal? Give me an example and I'll be like, I do that or I don't do that.
You didn't pay for that shirt. You got it for free somewhere.
No,
that's what I
shirt.
Mean.
I pay for the shirt. Kansas City Monarchs.
Okay.
Stand up.
So
support the Negro Leagues.
No doubt. I just
never gonna forget our.
I thought you might have got it through like a promotion deal or something. Or,
but I would take a promotion.
Well, that's what I mean.
who wouldn't? Who amongst us would not?
Oh,
so
no,
so the like I say LeBron because the story is he had like the iPhone 7 for like 14 years.
Now I do have an older iPhone. I have an iPhone 12. So and that's like, old, right? iPhone 12.
Yeah, that's pretty old. It still works?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, it's not fine.
So you know what it is? You know what it is? I'm functional. Like if it, and this is between me, single me versus me in a relationship, right? When I'm in a relationship, yeah, my money's gone because I am spending the money on all this stuff. So like in that sense, I'm not frugal like that. Mm. But like if it's just me, whereas I might go and I'm in a hurry and I need some food, stop at Chipotle. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm probably not going to be like, yo, let's go on a date to Chipotle. That's not what I'm doing. But sure. If it's just me, like the hotel I stay at versus like I'm at the AC Marriott downtown. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But if I was with my lady,
pretty nice.
If I was at my lady, I'd probably be at whatever the nicest
the Sawyer.
Hotel, the Sawyer or something like.
Yeah. But hey, is Odyssey foot in the bill?
I'm about
for
to say that AC Marriott?
Marriott,
that looked like a nice little spot.
That's off points, bro. I travel.
Okay, I hear you.
The points is
I
up.
Hear you.
The points
I hear
is
you.
Up.
Yeah.
It was gonna be like
you rolling with the. You got the platinum.
I got all the levels on all.
Okay,
the
Okay, there you go.
What's the two? It's Marriott and Hilton are the two competing.
So, yeah, like I've got the Hilton and I've got the Bonvoy. That's the Marriott one.
Yeah,
and I used the
Bonvoy
points
joint.
And I was I'm flying back tomorrow first class. I'm not. Like, what? The reason I'm flying first class is because they asked me, is like, do you want to fly first class? It's only $70. It's like, for a multi-leg trip back east, I'll pay the $70.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if it was like $400, I was like, all right, I'll just sit on my exit row where I'm already every time guaranteed to get an exit row seat because
mm-hmm.
I'm an American guy. Mm-hmm. It's about finding your the things
this?
That work for
you. Hear that? You hear that? Wait, I'm an American guy. Wow. Wow.
American Airlines.
Marshall is
real American.
American Airlines.
He's got his Hulkamania shirt underneath it. And
don't have that.
Man, he is
I'm now out here spray painting the trailer. That's not me. Don't get it twisted. No, I'm in American Airlines. You know, I'm not out here Malice at the Palace 2, although that was Minneapolis.
God.
I'm not doing
crazy.
That. So, but they didn't throw any punches. They said Mickey Sasser threw a punch. I couldn't see it.
That was like, you can't be in the crowd like that, though.
Yeah, I mean, I thought people kind of overblew that situation.
I think it looked like a huddle. It was like a baseball benches clearing huddle type situation. Nothing was going on.
I think because there was so many people involved and it spilled into the stands, mm-hmm. it made it look worse. And when you spill into the stands, that brings in more people. So the sheer volume of people involved mm-hmm. was magnified and it looked... And Isaiah Stewart was there. So you really don't know what happened.
Yeah, you don't know,
you know
what's
I said?
Gonna happen.
I saw like the little headline on Twitter or something. I was like, I bet Isaiah Stewart got thrown out. I don't know a whole lot, but Isaiah Stewart definitely wasn't in that game after this altercation.
Adam Silver need to talk to him. Like, what you want
to
do, man?
But his
man,
whole
he
vibe.
He need to get David Stern to talk to him. David.
What you want
to
do? You want to be a basketball player or something else?
Unfreeze
like,
David
do,
Stern man? And get him to come talk to him.
Like, Isaiah Stewart is the dude, like, if we were still playing arch rivals in the arcade, I want to be him because he's picking up every weapon that laying around and hitting somebody with
a throwback.
Yeah. I'm a throwback kind of dude.
What do you think this looks like starting tonight in Sacramento for the next 2, 3, 4 years?
Back to your question about my frugality, it looks expensive. They got the most expensive ticket in baseball this year.
Yeah.
It's like $180 a game, right?
I feel like that's probably a bit of a
so,
stretch, but
James was talking about it earlier, and it is. So the numbers say that, right? But you can get to that game.
What's the get-in price? I guess that's what I want to know. What is the get-in price?
$25.
Yeah, like
are they
like
doing
it depends.
Only?
Like they have the lawn, mm-hmm. but it probably depends on if you got the first run of tickets. We were looking at resale tickets last week. Mm-hmm. They weren't crazy.
No.
They were 100. Like we were looking at tickets. Were they San Francisco? They were like $600 resale tickets.
It was like $1,300.
For the Giants game?
Yeah, right. That was my reaction.
Oh, okay.
It is opening day, but we looked at opening day A's game.
Yeah, I mean, we found great seats on the first base side for $110, $120. And when you're paying $250 to get into a Jodeci concert or you know, $800 to see Beyonce, looking at a $100 ticket is like, oh, I guess that's just the price.
I guess my question is, because now I'm just wondering about this area.
Sure.
What was the get-in price for a Kings game at the start of the season, and what is it now?
A lot.
Yeah. Oh, still a lot?
Yeah.
Even though
ticket prices have
get-in, you can probably get in upper deck.
Can you get in at a lower price?
Yeah, maybe.
You can
buy yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$50? Okay.
Just $50. I thought you said $150.
Oh, no. I said a 50.
Might be the bottom.
You can go to a Sixers game for $1. That's all I'm saying. The fees are more than the ticket price for a Sixers game.
Yeah, 50
right now
might be the bottom for
a But they're not fighting for a play-in spot. They're fighting for a tanking position. That's the big difference. I didn't know the Kings were on a six-game road trip. And I heard that, and I was like, oh, so they're like in real jeopardy.
You should have been here the jeopardy was the seven-game homestand that involved your Chicago Bulls.
Oh.
Cleveland was the night before. Guess which one of those two games they won? This because Chicago beat their ass. Oklahoma City was on this trip. They played them the night after they played Boston. They played those two teams 2 days after they played the Milwaukee Bucks. This was all one. They beat Memphis, I think, to start it. They beat Portland to end it. That was the seven-game homestand that they had.
So you could see this coming, this fall off.
We
by schedule proxy.
Yeah, we knew it was possible, and they didn't do anything leading into that homestand that made you feel good. They beat Memphis, and you thought, okay. And then they beat Cleveland, and then, you know, they had a 19-point lead against your Bulls, blew that, and then just dropped all of them.
That was the Kevin Herter revenge game, right?
Yeah. It was as a shoot. Yeah, absolutely.
He actually said that after. I don't know if y'all saw it.
We saw it.
He was on that.
And he deserved it. Yeah. He beat their ass. It was the second highest scoring output of the year.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I think his highest scoring, what do you have, 25? His highest scoring output, I think, was with the Kings. It was 26.
Mm, that sounds right. Yep. Sounds right.
And he just couldn't get right.
And that happened once.
He just could never get into his rhythm flow. I saw his numbers. His numbers were bad at the trade deadline.
Not with Mike, not with Doug. Like, he just couldn't find it.
To answer your question, about $60. I'm on a resale app. It's about $60 to get in. For the last three games.
Okay.
Now, they got them. I think this is maybe a one of one. Mm-mm. If they make the playoffs, get in, it looks like damn near the last row. It's like 260.
Okay. If they make the play-in, you're saying?
They make the play. I went playoffs.
Oh, you're going all the way.
Well, I'm just saying. Like,
can they make the playoffs?
Play-in, get in is 192.
Because they can't get to the eight seed, right?
No.
So they would have to win two games to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. It might be two road games.
Yeah, that's not
one of them might be against the Warriors.
Oh, jeez.
What's the best path for the Kings right now?
There isn't one.
No.
It doesn't matter. There literally isn't one.
They're all tough.
It does not matter.
There's not like a preferred opponent in the play-in?
No.
For a minute, it was like the Mavs and the Clippers, but that's gone out the window.
The Clippers look good now. Clippers look much better.
The Clippers got six games on Sacramento now, and they're the eighth seed.
Mm. Yeah, so they literally can't catch
them. Like, the Kings were literally in the conversation for the sixth seed a month ago. That's how quickly it all kind of unraveled.
Well,
I mean, of course, Golden State got hot. Minnesota stayed a lot more consistent than I
had
expected them to. Yeah.
No, I think for me, watching it from afar, because I keep up with everything, because I told you, I love League Pass, keeps me in the house. It's very, for the money invested.
That's the other thing about Marshall Harris. He does not leave the house.
I do leave the house. I just don't leave the house unless there's an event.
That's what I was just about to say. If you leave the house, you're probably dressed up. Begrudgingly, you're probably dressed
up. Yeah, my friend had a going away party, went to that. My friend had a birthday party, went to that. Other than that, the last month? No, I'm at the house.
So you don't just go to happy hour at this bar in downtown Chicago.
I'm going, so I am going to happy hour when I get back Wednesday to meet up with some old coworkers who are off that day, and that's the only reason, and I haven't seen them in like 2 months, 3 months. So it has to be, I'm not, like back in the day, 8 days a week, I'm out. Like, work is over, where are we going? And this is when I work nights. So I'm out till 2-3 in the morning every morning.
Yeah.
Like, that's life. And then you get up in the morning, you go for a run, work out, whatever, and then go back to work, and we'll do it again tomorrow night.
So we're not going to see Marshall. What's it called at
where?
Black Ski jet Ski Weekend? What they do in Chicago?
Are you talking?
It's like Black Boat Weekend or something like that.
No, that's
what is it? Boat Weekend?
Yeah, it's Black. Yes,
that looks fire.
I have been. I went to that one the first year I was there. I was like, this ain't for me. Because here's the thing about getting on a boat, bro. When you get on a boat, you can't get off the boat till it's time for the boat to go back. I like to be able to come and go as I please.
Yeah.
And that's and don't get me wrong. It was fire. Uh-huh. It was a great time. But it went about 2 hours longer than I needed to go for my own personal edification. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I just like to have a good time, but in moderation. And I know my limits. I like to get up. They knew I was going to be happy doing this because our meeting is at 9:15. So here it's 7:15. Mm. That means what? I get up at 5-6 every morning anyway.
Mm.
I've done the old man shift into I wake up when the sun gets up. Like, that's what we do.
Mm.
You're on your way to the ballpark.
Yes. Well, I'm gonna get something to eat and whatnot, and then I'll be there by the time Clubhouse opens at 3:30.
Okay. Well, thanks for.
There's a bag of bread out there if you want it.
I saw the bread,
by the way. No. I got a text that said you could have the bread.
Lot of bread. I don't know.
Well, what I mean is, I was told you can open the bread and have it. You can partake in the bread.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
I saw the bread. I'm good on the bread. We're in shred season.
Boy, I was going to say, this is some luring bread.
Yeah, I know. Everybody, like, I was just sitting out there like, I was like,
it's like you see food on a counter. It's like, I got to eat it. I got to eat the bread.
But that's the problem working in media, right? Whether it's a TV station or radio station. That is consistent.
Facts.
There's food out here in the common area. Facts. You know why it's there.
Yep.
Make a decision. What's your discipline looking like today?
It's looking at you. What you going to do? What you going to do? Hey, we love you, man. Thanks
we'll
for pulling up on us.
Around here. Yeah,
appreciate y'all.
Not around here. That's our man, Marshall Harris. Chicago, we'll come back. We'll come back. That's what we'll do. Steeler and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Marshall, funny, man.
He is, man.
Marshall.
Shout out, Marshall.
Funny.
Marshall, first guess? Or no, Kenny Smith was, but wasn't Marshall on the same day?
Was he? The same day as Ken. That's funny that Kenny Smith was our first guest. I don't remember. Maybe. Was the show long enough for two guests?
Maybe not.
I but know me and Marshall.
We were going back and forth about Ben Simmons.
I remember that. Marshall was our first. I feel like Marshall was our first regular weekly.
Yeah.
Our first guest wasn't like Damon Bruce, right? Because Danny was trying to have those people on like at the beginning.
No.
It was like Danny's thing.
Yeah, man. Well, no.
I feel like Kenny Smith was the first.
I think Kenny Smith was. I think he was like in the first hour.
So this is funny. Didn't it have something to do with Steph Curry? Was it Dame Lillard and Steph Curry?
Yeah, because
like Dame it literally had nothing to do with the Sacramento Kings.
No, hell no. No, absolutely nothing about the Kings. No. But Dame was going off in the bubble. And that's when, like, the conversations of, like, yo, who? Dame is, like, close to Steph. And I remember I was using the saying the comment because I do believe it. Like, skill-wise, he is just as good, just as amazing as some of the things skill-wise we've seen from Steph Curry. But the accolades, the moments, that's where Steph just goes to another stratosphere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I remember just talent-wise, like Dame is just as talented as Steph Curry, but Steph is just...
Yeah, Kenny Smith probably had to be the first guest. We had him August 19th.
Wow. Our first show was the 17th?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the 17th, we were just trying to be on the air.
For 2 days.
We what?
We didn't talk to nobody for 2 days.
No, we didn't.
Nobody wanted to come on.
And nobody knew we existed.
No, what about a? No, see, I don't want to give too much away. But remember when the Brody asked us the other day? Well, he said, "What's the station out here?"
Oh, we didn't tell you about that.
Whatever.
Nah, we had another moment.
One of our coworkers.
Nah, but one of our favorite guests to book.
What's
your favorite guest to reach out to?
Oh.
He's like, what's the ESPN station out here?
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
That's us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just talked to him for an hour.
That sounds right, to be honest. That's the one that said we should have Kenny Smith on a second time, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Shout
that's
out
right.
to him.
Yeah, oh, that's
we
right.
just talked to him for an hour. He clearly knows who we are.
We'd love for you to come on the show tomorrow. Like you have time? Oh, I can only go on the ESPN station. Put my brain in a pretzel. Like we are. It's us.
He said he'd come on the show, man. We try it. Yeah. I'm trying to see if I have. I guess I don't have them anymore. I don't know when we started creating these rundowns that we have, but I was looking to see if. Oh, maybe this is it. Where's August? Is this our original rundown sheet? Oh no, I don't think it is. Mm. I don't know what. Oh, it is. So I guess I didn't start having these rundowns till. Oh no, gosh, this is a mess. There it is, our first show, August 17th.
Oh,
Vlade steps down as general manager of the Kings. Alvin Gentry is out of New Orleans. Boy, did we not know those stories were going to tie together later.
We should have knew that's when the show had power. The air arrives and boom, the GM's gone.
Did we have a... What the hell is one-on-one? Did we have a segment called one-on-one?
Yeah, that was our old PD's idea. Like to get a new segment into the show and stuff. You guys would debate like three different things, like general sports things.
So one-on-one, Washington owners want Dan Snyder out.
Well, you guys would talk about that.
One-on-one, Bay Bridge series, A sweep Giants in embarrassing fashion.
There's number two, and I think there's a third usually.
One-on-one, Spurs missed the playoffs for the first time since 1996.
Now I want to know what some of these one-on-ones are moving forward.
This is fascinating.
Like, a week from that moment, what was that one-on-one?
Bro.
Hold on. Talk about
this is crazy. This is a two-hour show. This is crazy. The next day, like actually written into the show, Padres versus Rangers and baseball's trash unwritten rules. Bro, what?
Show used to suck.
One-on-one. Coach K says NCAA cannot afford to miss another tournament.
Bro, we were really trying to be ESPN radio.
Oh, my God.
This is ESPN radio.
You know who I think our first guest was?
Oh.
Grant Cohn.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
No, as a shoot, August 18th, Grant Cohn is scheduled at 1:20 p.m. Can you confirm that?
It's not in our archives. Our first is Kenny Smith.
Okay. All right.
I got September 14th and August 13th.
We didn't
even record Grant Cohn.
Oh, my God.
Just don't put it there.
There are some that don't.
You're right. This show sucks. Thank you guys so much for still being here. This is amazing. And now something like the rundowns disappear on Thursday for some reason, or Wednesday, and I can't see them.
Bermuda Triangle.
Pretty much. I think
you can only talk wrestling for like 10 seconds?
Come on, guys.
I feel like the first time we really talked wrestling was when we talked about Slick on Arsenio Hall.
12-17 on August 31st. Fred Warner has COVID.
Damn.
Is he going to make it?
Oh, this is
COVID
crazy.
Time. That's another thing, too. We kind of did our show during the pandemic.
One-on-one. August 31st, should Black Panther be recast following the death of Chadwick Boseman?
Now that sounds more like the show.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
One-on-one. Roman Reigns heel turn.
Oh, let's go. This is the shit. This was the turning point. August 31st. We said to hell with you, Danny.
The show became ours.
This is crazy. One-on-one Roman Reigns heel turn. You digging it? Oh, this is amazing.
I feel like maybe during one of the 10 a.m. joints, Damian was probably like, if we have to talk about the Washington Commanders one more time, I'm going to drive off this road.
I remember Danny
would never do this again.
Danny would have me send him like just like a little rundown of topics we had on the show. And when we would go long on wrestling, like, okay, no. We started with the 49ers for 2 minutes. So we go 49ers here and we just broke after that.
The next day. Oh, this is why Danny quit. One-on-one. What do you think of the WWE's Thunderdome?
He took over.
Danny checked out less than a month in.
He took over, man. One-on-one turned into a WWE segment.
One-on-one, do you think a Dallas Cowboy takes a knee during the national anthem? Oh, my God. Oh!
This show used to be lit.
August 22nd, scheduled at 12:30 p.m. Radio.com NBA Insider.
Oh, that guy.
Brian Scalabrine.
We owe that guy. We owe Brian Scalabrine a receipt.
Little bitch.
He didn't stand us up. We stood you up.
He stood us up twice.
He getting a receipt. He absolutely getting a receipt.
Oh, Howard Bryant, David Steele, Lena Washington. Man, what a show that was.
You got any topic roulettes in there?
I feel like topic roulette happened later. Maybe when Danny officially left. These are crazy to see. Absolutely crazy to see.
You think we're going to do the same thing 4 years from now, like about today's show? Like, why the hell are we talking like about the Kings and stuff? But I don't know.
Well, one of the things, we don't
Because looking really, back, it's like, wow, Rangers and Padres, yeah.
But we don't really put wrestling in the rundown.
Well, to be honest, we've never talked about wrestling. What do you got?
One-on-one. Victor Oladipo wants out of Indiana. Would you take a shot on him for the Kings?
Hey, that got me an appearance on Locked On Kings.
What's the first time?
One-on-one. Tyler Hero's girlfriend is Kyle Kuzma's ex. This is a show. This is how we got to 1,000 episodes right here.
Talking about how my Hawk is next.
Oh, man. Was that confirmed?
Man,
she denied it.
Bro. Eddie Gonzalez joined us on September 30th. This is an amazing trip.
Eddie didn't
this
even know what he was he's getting. Then, like, by the time he came back, he was like, oh, yeah, D-Lo and KC. At that point, he's, I don't know, some guys just want me to talk on their podcast.
One-on-one to Kenny. I don't even know what this is. Admit you were wrong about the Arizona Cardinals.
Jeez.
One-on-one to Damian. Admit you were wrong about the Buffalo Bills.
Wait a minute. What day is that?
September 21st, 2020.
That might be the last and only time anyone's ever had a take about the Cardinals on this show.
Was that the it feels like it's a little early for that, but was that the Hail Mary joint? Remember when Hopkins?
Maybe.
It seems a little early, though.
The next week is when, or the next.
They beat the Bills, too, though, so maybe that was a little early.
Who's they?
The
Arizona?
Cardinals. That, okay. That play, they beat the Bills, so I wouldn't have you admitting the Bills were wrong, or you were wrong about the Bills.
And there it is, Wednesday, September 23rd. Oh, here it is. This will bring the show back home. Monty McNair introduced as the new Kings general manager. We throw in little like notes to help like lead the conversation if we feel like we get stuck or it's not going anywhere. We need specific talking points. Mm. Here are those. Does this feel like a major change for the Kings? Is it okay to be really excited over a GM hire?
Hell no.
What's the most optimistic scenario for the Kings next year?
I wonder what we said.
Where do the Warriors fit? Spurs, Jazz, Nuggets, Rockets. What's the most important thing Monty can do to start?
Draft a wing.
Draft a 19-year-old.